Today's final statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Maxine Elaine Hassman, 89, of Blue River, died Monday. A funeral service will be held at 11 o'clock Friday at the Soman Larson Funeral Home in Montfort. Burial will be in the Highland Public Cemetery. Friends may call at the Soman Larson Funeral Home Friday from 9 until the time of service at 11. Maxine Elaine Hassman, 89, of Blue River. Jim Carl, Jimbo Waterman, 80, of Richland Center, died Sunday at his daughter's home following a short and courageous battle with lymphoma. Funeral services will be held Friday at 2 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center, with burial to follow. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Friday from noon until 2. Jim Carl, Jimbo Waterman, 80, of Richland Center. Judith Bellamy Nicholas, 76, of Richland Center, died April 8th at Pine Valley Community Village in Richland Center. A celebration of life will be held Saturday from 10 until 1 at the Pratt Community Hall, with a time of sharing at noon. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Judith Bellamy Nicholas, 76, of Richland Center. Mildred Millie Esser, 97, of Highland, died April 8th at Greenway Manor in Spring Green. A funeral mass will be held at 11 o'clock Saturday at Saints Anthony and Philip Catholic Church in Highland. Burial will follow at St. Anthony Cemetery. Friends may call at Saints Anthony and Philip Catholic Church Friday from 4 until 7, and again Saturday from 9:30 until 10:45. The McGuire Peterson Hauk Funeral Home in Highland is serving the family of Mildred Millie Esser, 97, of Highland. Kenneth W. Stanichka, 82, of Muscadet, died April 10th at the Richland Hospital. A celebration of life will be held Saturday at 11 at St. John the Baptist Catholic Church in Muscadet. A private family burial will be held in St. John the Baptist Catholic Cemetery. Friends may call at St. John the Baptist Catholic Church Saturday from 9 until the time of service at 11. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Services of Muscadet is assisting the family with arrangements for Kenneth W. Stanichka, 82, of Muscadet. Ida R. Ward, 89, of Benton and formerly of Boscobel in Crawford County, died March 31st at her daughter's home in Benton. A celebration of life will be held Saturday from 11:30 until 3, with a service at 12:30 at the Boscobel Bowl and Banquet. A private family burial will be held in the Boscobel Cemetery. Memorials may be given to the Eastman Fire Department or Eastman Community Club. The Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel is assisting the family of Ida R. Ward, 89, of Benton and formerly of Boscobel and Crawford County. Dorothy Adeline Franck, 97, of Plain, died Monday. A funeral mass will be held Monday at 10 at St. John's Catholic Church in Spring Green. Burial will follow at St. Luke's Cemetery in Plain. Friends may call at St. John's Catholic Church in Spring Green Monday from 9 until the time of mass at 10. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green is assisting the family with arrangements. Dorothy Adeline Franck, 97, of Plain. Vincent Monty Slapak, 78, of Muscadet, died Tuesday at Pine Valley Community Village in Richland Center. Graveside services will be held Monday at 11:30 at the Muscadet Cemetery. Military graveside rites will be conducted by the Muscadet American Legion Post 85. The family requests people wear flannel to honor Monty. A time of sharing will be held at the Muscadet Sportsman's Club following the graveside service. Memorials may be directed to the American Red Cross or Grace Hospice. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center is assisting the family with arrangements for Vincent Monty Slapak, 78, of Muscadet.